those people who say paradise and hell, both will come to in existence. On the day of judgment, or before the day of judgment, or after the day of judgment, whatever they say. So they are wrong. Their opinion is not right. Why? Because in the light of Quran and Hadith, when we read Quran and Hadith, there is not only one nas, there is not only one proof. There are hundreds of proof that paradise and hell, Jannat and Jahannam, both have been created. And they are existing now. As Allah Azza wa Jalla mentioned about paradise in the Holy Quran, U'iddat lilmuttaqin. U'iddat is for past. That is for past. U'iddat lilmuttaqin. The translation, the paradise has been prepared for pious people. Which has been prepared for pious people. Means it has been created. It has been prepared. Then for the hell, Allah Azza wa Jalla said in many places, U'iddat lilkafirin. That had been prepared for disbelievers, non-believers. So it means it has been created. It has come into existence. Then in ahadith, so there are many ahadith. As for example, there is one hadith, and that is hadith sahih. When Allah Azza wa Jalla created paradise and hell, Allah Azza wa Jalla told Jibreel Amin alayhi salatu wasalam that I have created hell and paradise. So Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam requested, Ya Allah, please give me permission to visit hell and paradise. Allah Azza wa Jalla gave permission, and he visited both places. When he looked at paradise, so he said to Allah Azza wa Jalla, Oh Allah, whosoever will hear about paradise, he will make his best efforts to enter into this paradise. Then Allah Azza wa Jalla covered that paradise with hardships, that you have to offer prayer, you have to pay zakah, you have to fast, and you have to perform hajj, and you have to do this, you have to do that, you have to away from that sin, from that sin, from that sin. So Allah Azza wa Jalla covered with hardships, because these commandments are hardships in one way. When, after that, when Jibreel Amin alayhi salatu wasalam visited, and he saw those conditions and those restrictions for entry into paradise, he said, Oh Allah, if these are the conditions and restrictions, so I am afraid no one will enter into this paradise. Similarly, then he visited hell and he said, Oh Allah, whosoever will hear about this hell, so he will try his best to be away from that, to remain away from that. He will never enter into this hell. Then Allah covered that hell with desires, with luxuries, with the desires of the self. So then Jibreel Amin alayhi salatu wasalam visited, and he said, Oh Allah, if that is the condition of the